Back on the Big Wake Up Call, AM 1280 WBIG, and time for my next guest. He's an influential television writer who most famously wrote for David Letterman for nearly 25 years. He is featured in and wrote the foreword for The Last Days of Letterman, The Final 6 Weeks by Scott Ryan, and we're going to visit with Bill Sheff. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here. I just want to say that I heard that promo coming in, and I heard, "This is where the Bulls play." And I thought, is that really something you want to brag about? I mean, that really in this day and age? But it's good to be here.
Well, you know, it's only been 20 years since the last championship. So give them time. It's a slow build.
Yeah. But they had it going a couple of years ago. That was too bad. They had a nice team a couple of years ago.
Bill, I have to say, I have never interviewed someone about the foreword they wrote for someone else's book. Usually it's the guy who puts together the index.
Right. Nice. Out of the chute. That's a beauty.
Thank you.
A beauty. I hope you didn't stay up too long to come up with that, but that was a honey.
Thank you. How did Scott Ryan convince you to write a few words for the book?
Well, ever since the show ended 3.5 years ago, how can I put this? I've been available.
Okay.
So he asked, and it was the least I could do because when he interviewed me, I would not shut up. And God bless him, and he was very patient, and then he said, "Do you want to write the foreword?" And I said, how much money is it? And he said, "Nothing." And I said, "That's my price." And it was a great opportunity for me. It was kind of a love letter to the staff and the people that I met.
Bill, how did you originally get the gig writing for Dave? Was it a submission in an envelope? Was it somebody you knew? How did you guys hook up?
It was many, many submissions, as a matter of fact. I went to Harvard, and I majored in Latin because I thought the church was going to come back. And I can't believe a decision I made at 18 would affect my career. When I was 18, if you want to be a writer at Harvard, you either write for the Lampoon or the Crimson. And I wanted to be a sports writer, so I wrote for the Crimson. And then everybody that wrote for the Lampoon became fabulously wealthy and famous writing comedy. And so I didn't. I was a stand-up comic for 13 years. And the show started, and I started submitting the show. I submitted 5 times and never came close. And then I took a couple years off. And then I was lucky enough that I submitted just jokes to him when I... And it turned out they were looking for a monologue writer. And I got hired in 1991. And so whenever people say to me, when people would say to me, "I need advice on how to get a job writing on this show," I said, "What are you talking to me for? It took me 6 times.
But at least you were able to get someone to open that and read it. Mine is you just get sent back with just big letter "no" written on the outside.
Are they still doing that with the big letter "no" on the outside?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
I feel bad because it's some intern's job to do that.
You might be sending it to the wrong floor.
But, you came in toward the end of the late night show. I don't think there was a show in the history of television better than late night. I mean, I love the late show, but that old late night show just blew me away when it came on.
Well, I just think that's generational. I think there's so many people that were in college or a little younger or a little older. And, you know, that was unlike anything they had seen. And so they're drawn to that. And you get a lot of, "Well, why did it have to change?" Well, the man got older, you know, for one thing, and everything changed. You know, you think about that late night. You know, Dave was 33, and his writing staff were all guys between 25 and 40. And then at the end of the run, he was, he was 67, I want to say, or it was 68. No, he was 68. And, you know, I mean, he had me there. I was an old guy. But again, you had writers in their 30s and 40s. So the sensibility has to change over the years. You know, you don't want to, you know, you can't have some 65-year-old guy wearing the Velcro suit.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's unreasonable that there was actual criticism that the show adjusted and changed because, I mean, for me, I always got, I got more of a sense of authenticity from Dave, that if Dave was crabby, he was crabby on the air. So I wouldn't want him to change or pretend to be, you know, something he wasn't just to, you know, to keep a younger self going.
What you just said is perfect because, as I've said many times over the years, he's the only guy in television, in the history of television, whose mood has been chronicled on television.
Yeah.
Think about that. You know, there's nobody crazier than Roseanne. I mean, she's been a guest of the state three times. But you never watch a rerun of Roseanne and think, oh, this is when she was fighting with the network. Oh, this is when she was having trouble in her first or second or eighth marriage. You never think that when you went. But when you watch Dave, you knew what was going on with Dave. And that's what made him so accessible. And the great thing about the book is that it talks to staffers that have been there a long time and all the things that go into putting together those last shows.
And so he tells a story in the book about the day Dave told everyone he was retiring. What was going on in your head as you heard the news? Were you able to process anything, or was it like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now?
Well, here's the thing. No, that was later, and that was actually this morning. What am I going to do now? That really hasn't ended. But, you know, when you're with, it's not natural to have a job in television for 24 years or even 10 years at the same place. So you go from, at about 10 years, we're all sort of staggering around going, how much longer are we going to do this? We're all exhausted, and Dave's exhausted, and how much longer is this going to go on? And then all of a sudden, you're there like 15, 20 years, and you know where you're going to work every day, and you know where you've been going to work every day for 20 years, and then it's a little different. It's like, how much longer do you think we can go? Do you think you can go another 2 years? Do you think, you know, I got a mortgage? You know, it's like that. But I have to say, the day that he announced, the night before we had done a very, very memorable show with Lady Gaga and Bill Murray, where we went to Roseland across the street at the end, and he was calling all the senior staffers down, and I thought it was one of those, that was great last night, let's do it again tonight, or let's keep doing this, you know, let's keep doing shows like this. Yeah. I either thought it was that, or the test came back, and, you know, I'm leaving Friday. But then when he said, I'm calling Les Moonves and telling him I'm going to retire, there were about 20 of us in the room, and Kathy Mavrikakis, who was a supervising producer, had been with him 30 years. She had the presence of mind to start applauding, and so we all joined in, and it was kind of a sweet moment. And I remember thinking two things. I remember thinking, we're all going to get to go out together, you know, all these people I'd worked with for so long. And then I also thought, you know what, he's the first guy is going to get to leave on his own terms.
Yeah.
Because none of the other guys got to leave on their own terms. But Dave did.
Well, Bill, this was fun. Can we have you back on the show if you write a preface or something?
Or a footnote or whatever, sure. Yeah, why not? Why not? I'll write one and come on next week.
Oh, great.
And it won't even be for a book. I'll just write one.
It's The Last Days of Letterman, The Final 6 Weeks. The book is by Scott Ryan, the foreword by Bill Schuft. And Bill, thank you for calling in today.